Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
I'm sorry, but Radcliffe Chamber, that's completely off limits.
Need I remind you that I am here at the request of the High Council of Extraordinaires? Nothing is off limits to me during my investigation.
Mrs. Bittlesback, please.
I want access, and I want it tonight, Mr. Barrington.
Lighten up, Chloe. We're just having a little fun.
It's not fun for me, which is exactly what Priscilla was counting on.
Ugh, and look at me, soaking wet thanks to you.
Sorry.
Aw, don't be, Chloe. I love playing games. Ready for another round?
No.
Here we go!
Tara?
Summoning the power of Invisigirl!
Oh no, I can't see you.
Because I'm invisible? Hello? Good luck catching me now. See you back at campus.
Campus? Tara! Priscilla, I swear you're gonna pay for this. Tara!
You and my mother?
That's right. You chose to enter my mind against my will, and now you know. We were in love.
That's a lie. She never would have loved a monster like you.
How would you know? She died when you were a baby. You never even knew her.
I want to see more. I need to know what happened.
I've never been a fan of needles. Is that really necessary, Doctor?
Take it easy, Professor. The doc's just doing his job. We gotta give you both some immunization for what we're about to do.
The Professor has always had an aversion to doctors. Something about not being in control.
True, with the exception of maybe one doctor.
When you're done here, head over to operations to suit up. I'll meet you outside. The team's loading up gear.
I'm starting to feel like we're being herded around here like cattle.
Ezekiel, still the same. Always bristling at someone or something.
Yes, you were always amused by my, shall we say, eccentricities.
Because I understood you. I think I always have.
So, of all the people you could have had come out, you requested me. Why?
When the military initially approached me about joining the team to investigate the alien shipwreck, you were the first person I thought of. Your work in quantum physics, in dimensional exploration, I mean, it made sense for you to be here.
So you wanted me to be part of the team for scientific purposes. I was hoping it was...
an excuse to see you again? It was that, too.
Charlotte, there hasn't been a day gone by that I haven't thought about you, of what we almost had. If it hadn't been for your father, we'd be together right now.
Ezekiel.
There was so much I wanted to say to her.
What did you mean, if it hadn't been for her father?
Within a year of meeting Charlotte, I met her father, Titus DuPont. He was a cold, soul-crushing miscreant who forbid me to date his daughter. He and his brother Rupert and Rupert's social-climbing wife, Lucinda Blukowski, conspired against me.
Aunt Lucinda?
Yes, vile woman. Your Aunt Lucinda was younger then, the daughter of a scheming showgirl mother who trained her girls in the art of marrying for title, which she carried out to perfection by sinking her claws into the wealthy DuPont family and turning herself into a pseudo-politician.
No, I can't believe any of this.
I remember sitting there in the DuPont mansion. This house is incredible. Marble floors everywhere, artwork from around the world hanging on every wall. It's like I'm in a museum.
And lonely like a museum, too.
It's so hard to imagine you grew up here. I can't imagine what it was like.
I would have preferred a small little house somewhere in a quiet neighborhood.
How much longer? We've been sitting here in the foyer for almost an hour.
You don't have to do this, Ezekiel. We can just elope.
I'm a gentleman, Charlotte. And you're a lady who deserves only the best. And that means having a wedding that would make even the royal family envious. I'm certain when I ask your father for his blessing, he will give it.
It's like you're from another time, another place.
Well, tradition is important to me.
What 19-year-old talks about tradition?
Me. You look worried.
It's just that my father is...
wealthy? Powerful?
Narrow-minded. Superficial. Ancient. He believes a woman's place is 5 steps behind the man. He can barely comprehend my passion for science.
Charlotte, I promise... he will support our union once I speak with him and share how much we love each other. I will pledge to care for you for the rest of my life. That's the bell. I think it's time. Wish me luck, my love.
Good luck, my darling.
Absolutely not.
Sir?
Did you really think I'd say yes?
Well... of course I...
You're a second-rate scientist at a public university.
Mr. DuPont, please, I...
You want to marry my daughter?
I love her.
I bet. All $100 million of her, I'm sure.
I don't care about her inheritance.
Sure you don't. Bet you've been spending it in your sleep.
She loves me.
She'll get over it.
Forgive me, sir, but nothing is going to stop this marriage.
Look, Professor... if you go through with this, I'll ruin you. I'll ruin both of you. Now, get out of my office and never set foot in this house again.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Get out!
Charlotte, come with me!
Ezekiel?
Please!
I said get out!
He'll destroy you.
He can't!
Yes, he can.
Well, go on.
Please, just go.
You're making the right decision, Charlotte.
Don't.
I've read reports on the man. He's self-serving, diabolical, insane. He wants your money, Charlotte, to fund his wild scientific dreams.
Stop!
I'm just protecting you.
I hate you. I hate you!
That went well.
Lucinda.
If that's your idea of being gentle, I can see why your wives all left you.
Of course you'd say that. You're a woman.
Last time I checked, Titus.
Just talk to her, will you?
All right. But you owe me.
Go away!
Is that Lucinda? May I come in?
Darling, I heard what happened.
What? That my father ruined my life?
Charlotte, he's only trying to protect you.
He's trying to control me, like he always has.
Maybe you need to look at things differently. Give your father the benefit of the doubt.
How can you sit there and dispense advice when you just married into this family?
Now that's not fair.
Fair? You don't have a clue how this family operates. Uncle Rupert is just the same as my dad. You'll find out soon enough. All they're concerned about is their precious DuPont Industries. My father couldn't care less about my happiness.
He's trying to spare you from a life of grief with that man.
That man has a name. Ezekiel Epicopoulos. And he's wonderful. And spirited.
And strange and frightening.
Why? Because he doesn't fit into the mold you all want him to?
He talks strange.
He's eccentric. An old soul.
He's untrustworthy.
Because he can't be controlled by this family?
Charlotte, you're young. Sometimes love makes us all a little blind to the truth. And the truth is, if you persist with this relationship, with this marriage, your father will destroy him. Is that what you want for the boy?
No.
Then let him go. Move on.
But I love him.
Take your Aunt Lucinda's advice. Love has nothing to do with it, dear.
Charlotte and I tried to stand up to them. But the DuPonts ruined my reputation and destroyed any chance I had with her. Eventually, I was forced to leave San Francisco University and study abroad. Oddly enough, Titus DuPont mysteriously died 1 year later. But instead of creating an opportunity for Charlotte and I to reunite, as I had hoped, Charlotte was distraught by her father's death, and it only drove the wedge deeper. Now, are you satisfied, Miss Callahan? Do you dare go deeper? I would tread carefully if I were you.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name? Fool.
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to... alter time.
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, 5 teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.